In this video, I'll demonstrate the new AJAX debugging features that are available in Visual Studio 2008. So let's fire up Visual Studio 2008. Rather than create a new website, let's open an existing web application, and I'll make this available for download along with the video. First, let's look at the default.asbx page. And so you'll see we have an AJAX-enabled application here. There's a text box for an input parameter. There's a button, and that button is wired up to a JavaScript click event handler called getAthletesByWeight. And then also there's a little div here where we can populate the results. And basically what this application does is when we enter a parameter and click on this button, the JavaScript event handler fires off a call to an AJAX-enabled web service, passing in whatever argument we place in this text box. And the web service uses that argument to query a SQL database and return all the athletes that are in that weight division, bundles up those athletes into a collection of user-defined types. So I've defined a type. If you look here, we've defined this type nAthlete, and we bundle up the result set from the SQL Server database as a collection of athletes, and then use JSON serialization to pass that data back down to the client, where JavaScript code will be used to iterate that collection of user-defined types, extract the name property of each of the elements in the collection, and display the result set here in this div. Now, it's noteworthy that we don't have to write a JavaScript client-side representation of that user-defined type because it's implemented here, in this case in C#, back on the server. The script handler will handle the client-side data representation portion of that user-defined type. So we don't have to keep two sets of code in sync to handle that user-defined type. So let's go ahead and fire off this application just so we can run it once to see what it does, and then we'll start to look at using the JavaScript debugger with this code. So I'll enter a weight division, and notice that we click on the button and get the result set here. And remember, this is not the entire object representation. This is simply the name property for each of the objects that's returned in that collection. So if we hop back into source view for our ASPX page here, you'll notice that here at our script manager, in addition to the service reference to our AJAX-enabled web service, I have a script reference here to our default.asbx.js file. So the debugging stuff that I'm going to show you will work happily if your JavaScript is in line here in your ASPX page. But in the case of this demo, I'm using an externally referenced JavaScript file, which I think is more likely to be the usage scenario for non-trivial AJAX applications. So we'll use that here. So let's go ahead and open up that JavaScript file, and you'll note here is the click event handler for that button where we extract the value that's in the text box that we type the weight into, and we pass that variable to the getAthletesByService method of our athletes web service. Then on successful completion, we call the onGetAthletesByServiceComplete method, which is implemented here, this JavaScript function. So what's returned here is this collection of athletes, and as you can see here, we use a for loop to iterate through each of the athletes in the list and extract the name property, dynamically building up this result list that we then stuff into the inner HTML of the div where we want those things to appear. So the first thing to note in terms of JavaScript debugging is that we can now set breakpoints throughout our application just as we could in VB or C# code. So now if I run this application in debug mode, and type in a parameter, notice here we pop into the break mode. Now notice there are locals here, we have the athletes collection, right? And this is the entire collection that's been returned. So you can look, in addition to the name property that we're interested in, there's things like, you know, longitude, latitude, state, etc. This is a live data window, so we could basically make whatever modifications that we want here. Let's go ahead and close this up, and we'll start to step through this. Now you can hit F10. I can't because of my recording software, but I can. As I hit F10, notice that we build up the first one here. And as we iterate through each of these, we're going to continue to build. Right? And I can go in here, and if I want to, since this is immediate, I can make a change to that data. Right? Notice also here that here we have the breakpoints that we've set. Complete call stack, so starting all the way down to the bottom of the call stack, all the way to the top of the current JavaScript function that we're running in. I'm going to remove that breakpoint just for a second and finish running. And notice that we get the modified data, so it's real-time, the debugging experience that you'd expect. Another thing just for demonstration purposes, notice I'm going to set that breakpoint. Now I'm going to close Visual Studio. Now let's open Visual Studio up and open that same project. And you'll notice that all the breakpoints are persistent, so it's the same kind of rich debugging experience that you've come to expect from Visual Studio. Let's go ahead and run this again. Just want you to be aware here. So in addition to the locals window, we can set watch points. So let's say we want to keep our eye on what I get set to. And then over here in breakpoints, maybe we want to say we really only want to maybe want to set a condition. We only want to break when I becomes greater than 4. Or if I has changed. Also, we can set a hit count, so we only want to stop after the 50th time that we pass through this particular piece of code. Or so again, just want to note that it's the same sort of rich debugging experience that you've come to expect from the Visual Studio Debugger. Right. So now we go ahead and now note that because we set this condition when I is greater than 4, we've jumped all the way to a value of 5 here, 5 being greater than 4. So again, it's the kind of debugging experience that you've expected. Now, there's one interesting thing that I want to note here. If we go over into our Solutions Explorer, if you think about the way that JavaScript works in interaction with ASP.NET, some of what we get is dynamic. So what we also get here is when we're running this application, viewing it in Internet Explorer, what we get is this runtime representation of our application for debugging purposes. So first, if we look at localhost, this is actually source view of our page. Right? So if we're having trouble narrowing down the location of something because the line numbers get shifted at runtime, particularly when you're using the script manager. Now we can go in here and here's our do post back event, and so we can see exactly where things live. What's more, right here is again, this is the runtime representation of our default.aspx.js file. There's also here is some of the server generated code that's available to us. Right? I'm not going to iterate through that. You can have a good time digging down into that. Notice here also we've got the script resources. So here, for example, is the Microsoft client-side web forms implementation. And here is the rest of the framework, extension, JavaScript extensions and the type system all available here at runtime, as well as the web resource AXD file, which contains a lot of the generated plumbing that's available in an ASP.NET application while it's running. So not only do you get sort of the code view as it exists at design time that you can set breakpoints in and watch points in and what have you, but to facilitate really drilling down into the finite minutia of the JavaScript that's running in the browser at execution time, you get this execution time view, which makes for a really rich and powerful JavaScript debugging experience. So hopefully that's a quick overview that will get you started in doing JavaScript debugging and will allow you to dig down into the details of your executing application, making the JavaScript portion of building Ajax-style applications and web applications in general more pleasurable.